This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know exactly what Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson had to say, but I do know this. It's big news that he is no longer going to publicly support Joe Biden. And I touched on it over the weekend. I want to touch on it big time now because I told you guys, I said there's much more to this than you may believe, much more than we've heard. Because it sounds like it's not that big. But, you know, he's just going to, you know, look, I've learned to keep myself out of politics is essentially what I heard. I don't know exactly what he said. But here's what I'll tell you. He actively endorsed Joe Biden in 2020. And he won't do it this time. Now, they're going to tell you, oh, it's not because he supports Trump. It's not because he's not necessarily going to vote for Joe Biden. It's just because he's decided he doesn't want to get involved in the politics anymore. He had a publicist back then. Maybe that's all true. I don't know. But here's what I'll tell you. It's a big deal when you endorse somebody and you don't endorse somebody the next time. Remember, Snoop Dogg, he went after Trump. Made a video of Trump being dead. You know what he says now? Hey, you know what? Trump, he ain't so bad. We cool. How do you go from wanting the man dead making videos to we cool? Welcome, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You know why we cool? We cool because Snoop now sees the carnage that Joe Biden has done in the black community. He doesn't want to say that outright. Neither does The Rock. Neither do many of these people that have made these mea culpas that are now going, you know, I'm just going to stay out of politics. You're going to stay out of politics because why? You could actively endorse a knucklehead, but you don't want to actively endorse Donald Trump? By way of not endorsing Joe Biden, what do you think you're doing? You know what The Rock is telling you? He's telling you, I can actively speak out against or for Joe Biden, which is against Donald Trump. And I got all the praise, I got all the things I wanted to do, but you know what happened to my career? The leftists didn't support me the way I thought they might. It didn't get me quite what I wanted. And in fact, you know what happened? The best part of my audience, the people who looked at me and admired me the most, why? Because of the meritocracy, because I was a failed professional wannabe football player, who got lucky, got into wrestling, built a reputation, built a career, a triple threat, whatever you call it, whatever you want, and conservatives supported me too. And you know what I found out during this period? I found out that they supported me a lot more than the left does. Here's the five discussing The Rock, and it's mostly around the leftist Jessica Tarloff, but listen to what she has to say.
For Biden, but let me ask you this. You know a lot of Trump supporters. Do we need to be deprogrammed? Be careful.
That's why I come to work every day. It is correct that conservatives are much more tolerant of liberals and spending time with them than liberals are of conservatives. That shows up especially in the dating data, that a liberal would never consider going out with a conservative. In the Trump era, obviously things have been different since 2016. So James Carville and Mary Matlin are not happening. Round two there. I think The Rock, yes, he's promoting stuff, but did get a lesson in you can alienate people when you put a perspective out there like that. He's a smart businessman, but we don't know how he's voting. He could very well vote for Joe Biden again. He's just not going to talk about it. And I thought that that was an interesting undercurrent, you know, that Will didn't really push him on. He didn't say, well, what does that mean? He just let him say, my endorsement led to a lot of division, and that really tears me up because he is someone who is liked by people on the left and on the right, and that's a pretty rare thing. There are very few kind of iconic people that are beloved on both sides. But you said in your lead-in question to Jesse, you know, it's just bad news for Biden.
It is bad news for Biden. Because if leftism is winning, why doesn't he just say, absolutely, I stand behind what I said in 2020. I met The Rock is proudly supportive of Joe Biden. Woke culture is supposed to be winning, right? It's supposed to be you say the right things, you do the right things, and the riches come. This is a rich guy. He's already got it. He's made it. He's reached the pinnacle of his career, multiple careers. And now he's stepping back. And that, to me, again, it's all about the trends. It isn't what he did. It's what made him do it. He didn't have to do it. He's got money. He could double down. Look, either you're happy with your guy, Rock, or you're not. Are you happy with Joe Biden? Are you happy with the results? Are you happy with the people around you? What are they saying? What are the influences that made him go, you know what? I'm staying out of it this time. Now, I already told you what I think the influences were the last time, because he and one other person, I can't remember who it was, but he was the most prominent. When he came out, John Cena. John Cena. And I said, why would these two guys, two former wrestlers, you know, why would they chime in on something that nobody cares about? Both of them were making movies, and the Chinese government was saying, endorse Biden. Are the Chinese no longer behind these guys or what? Or did the money dry up? There are many questions I have about this, and I'm being completely honest. I don't know that this is an innocent thing. It may be that the Chinese, honestly, are the Chinese now supporting Trump? I don't think they're going to support Trump, but I'm saying, why is it? There's some other bigger meaning that it isn't just, there's enough for The Rock to say, I don't want to endorse Biden for sure. There's no question there's enough. But that's not it. There's more to it. I don't think we're ever going to know. Now, what did Jessica Tarloff say? Well, it is correct that conservatives are more tolerant to discuss things than leftists are. And The Rock got a lesson in alienation. Who alienated him? We didn't. His job, his role is in Hollywood. That's where they love you when you talk about Donald Trump. Or in this case, you don't talk about him and you endorse his opponent. Where's that fervor that should have occurred when he said, I support Joe Biden? What happened? I don't think it happened at all. I think he thought it was going to be, ticker tape parade and champagne. It didn't happen. But you know what did happen? The noticeable drop in his coverage, his films, his income, his royalties, everything dropped. I don't know for a fact, but I will be willing to bet dollars to dog turds that it did. You made your point, conservatives. Good for you. More to talk about. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to play one more clip of the view, the five, talking about the Rock. What was his name? Gutfeld, who just got his contract renewed at Fox. Congratulations, Greg. Anyway, they were talking about it. But before we get to that, I want to play a clip of Charles Barkley and Stephen A. Smith talking about woke culture, because I think it plays into what The Rock is now, Dwayne Johnson is now experiencing. Dwayne Johnson had no reason to chime in on the 2020 election, but he did. And I question why. Why would you do that? You have a career. You people looked at him as just The Rock. He transcended politics. There are many people like him. Denzel's another. Denzel, he doesn't talk about Republican and Democrat. He talks about right and wrong. But The Rock endorsed Joe Biden. I mean, this is a 80-something-year-old white dude that is the antithesis of everything the Democrats claim they wanted, and you get this minority dude, a half-black, half-Samoan guy that goes, I support this old white guy. And then John Cena did the same thing. I refuse to watch their movies, even though I did watch Ricky Sinanicki, and the dude was hysterical in it. It was funny. I ain't gonna lie. But any of those people that supported Joe Biden, I hold my nose to whatever I do for them. I watch Ricky Sinanicki because my family wanted to watch it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are paying attention to me, little old me, Kevin Jackson. I make endorsements. And let me tell you, here's the thing. I proudly support Donald Trump. I did it in 2020. I did it in 2016, 2020, and I'll do it again in 2024. And I can tell you the reasons why. Why is The Rock not willing to support his guy? Where all those people that were chest bumping Bidenites, where are they now? You know, the only thing they aren't cheering for Joe Biden, they're cheering against Donald Trump. I cheer for Trump. I don't need to cheer against Biden. That's easy. I cheer for Trump. I cheer for freedom. I cheer for MAGA. I cheer for all the other stuff. By the way, when I went to the HBCU game with my son, I wore my MAGA fist hat. My son goes, Dad, yeah, dude, you got to be careful. I'm like, what? What do we got to be careful about? Black folks watching a basketball game? How dare you wear that MAGA hat while you're watching these kids play basketball? How dare you try to tell me who I am and what to do and what to vote, who to support, what to eat, who to love? Yeah, it's my head and I'll do it. I'll cover it what I want to with what I want to. It's my head. I'll cover it with what I want to. Yeah, see how I worked that in there? Not going to tell me what to do. I wore that hat. Anyway, I want to play this clip before we get to the other one regarding The Rock. You'll get it.
And you see the streets. You see the streets in New York.
3 weeks ago on TV, they had these migrants. First of all, the border is a joke. The border is a joke.
Yeah.
Well, they had these migrants, they call them, had just bust up to New York. They got them on camera kicking and beating like cops. They beat up these
two cops. Beating up two cops. But, beating up two police officers.
But they were
in the subway station.
They were out of jail in 24 hours. And the next day.
Actually, it was the same day, Charles.
But 2 days later, they called them robbing Macy's. I'm like,
wow.
First of all, they beat up cops. How are you out of jail in 24 hours? And then clearly, 2 days later, they're robbing Macy's. Anybody, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, a dog, a cat, or a puppy, you know that's wrong. Period.
But it's woke culture. Well, with woke culture and everything else that's been going on, you've got folks on the left that have endorsed a more lenient legal system, and obviously folks on the right going crazy about it and calling for law and order. Who do you side with, considering our iniquitous history, what's going on today, and who the candidates are in terms of Biden and Trump, in all likelihood, running for office? What do you do, Charles? Who do you vote for?
First of all, we need law and order, Stephen A.
I agree.
We need law and order. Hey, trying to fix inequalities has nothing to do with letting people go in stores and rob people. That has nothing to do with diversity or handling inequalities. Letting random people just run in all these stores stealing stuff. And, you know, because innocent people, they should always be protected. But we need law and order. Yeah, do we need to address diversity and inequalities? 100%. But to go out here and say, oh, like this, that's my personal favorite. Unless you steal $1,000, we're not going to press charges. Well, Stephen, I want that same damn deal. I want to be able to.
How about the $53 million in prepaid credit cards for migrants?
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, come on, man. And
black folks been in the streets, Latinos been in the streets, homeless. Minorities have been in the streets, homeless, starving for years. We ain't never got anything like that.
Like,
I grew up on welfare. What are they talking about? I'm like, we ain't never had nothing like that.
They think we're gonna find $53 million. I'm like, damn, we can do a lot with $53 million. I mean, but man, that's why I say this whole thing is broken. And we need some adults to come and say, hey, listen, I understand some things, but yeah, we're not going to let We just are not going to let everybody run wild and do what the hell they want to do. I mean, because that's just not right. I mean, it's just not right and it's just not fair.
Woke culture. That's what The Rock is experiencing. Woke culture. Backfiring. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to Charles Barkley, Stephen A. Smith. You think that conversation is only happening with Barkley and Stephen A. Smith? Or do you think that conversation is happening when black folks get together and play some spade or some bid whist or some dominoes or get together and just have a cookout? Do you think that conversation is only high-level black folks? Stephen A. Smith came from the streets. He's telling you what's being talked about in the black community. The reason why the Democrats are losing votes in the black community is that conversation right there. Crime and people getting away with stuff. Immigrants coming here, illegals. Charles Barkley said illegals. The border situation, he said, is a joke. You think that black folks aren't talking about this and then looking at what these people come over here and get, looking at what they come over here and do to police? They even have black people sympathizing with the police going, man, they over there whooping police. Think about that. Have you even thought about what that signified in the black community? See, the narrative is the police are evil. They come into your communities and they beat you up and they kill you. And then these people come over here. They got no skin in the game. They haven't been here long enough to have a defund the police attitude. And what do? They come over here and beat up the police. You would think blacks should be cheering that, right? Shouldn't we be celebrating it? Why are we not celebrating it? Because as Charles Barkley said, we know we need law enforcement. We need laws. He said, we should protect people no matter what. You protect the weak. He didn't say protect the black weak. He said protect the weak. You think the Rock just made that decision arbitrarily? Or you think maybe somebody's whispering in his ear?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. John Kirby, spokesperson for the White House National Security Council, informed reporters Friday that the administration is reviewing the findings of the investigation conducted by the Israeli government in regards to the deadly airstrikes on the World Central Kitchen convoy in Gaza. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said that his country will lose the war with Russia if the U.S. does not give them more military aid. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a serious threat to his speakership, and he's being pushed hard to decide whether or not he will finally approve aid to Ukraine. He needs Democratic votes, but they would like aid to Israel, tacked on to that Ukrainian aid package. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking about The Rock and his not endorsing of Joe Biden. It's over the airwaves. And what is the ripple effect of that? See, I don't think that The Rock endorsing Biden had any impact on the election of 2020. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The cheat was in. I wondered why he did it. He was trying to give validity to, oh, look at all these millions of people that like Joe Biden and don't like Donald Trump. I think it had more to do with his movie making and the Chinese than it did anything. But I don't think it influenced the election in the way that his non-endorsement of Joe Biden will impact the election. Because it's news. In fact, the lamestream news was upset that Fox was covering this more so than they were covering what they thought were important. Things like, I don't know, here's Nicole Wallace talking about the Trump gag order. This is what they think's important.
So, you know, it's time to do something different. Like, we're not going to have this conversation again. I have come on the air with breaking news about requests for gag orders because of threats for judges and their kids more times than I could count today before I got ready. And Judge Luttig, I think it's time. I don't know who has to write the banners at the bottom of my show. I'm sorry in advance. But Donald Trump broke the rule of law. We should cover a broken judiciary in this country. Donald Trump managed to delay every federal criminal trial based on facts that he barely denies. Donald Trump managed to enlist the Supreme Court in a delay process, the highest court in the land. Donald Trump brazenly and repeatedly attacks not just judges, and I've had the privilege of sitting across not just from you, Judge Luttig, but from Judge Esther Salas, whose son was assassinated by a crazy person. Judges don't have Secret Service protecting them. They don't even always have, her child answered the door. What are we going to do different?
Notice how Nicole Wallace alludes to the judge losing her child to an assassination. Her son was killed by a crazy person. Has nothing to do with Donald Trump. But she alludes to it. She puts it out there. See, that's how they do you. But that's the important thing to them. How dare Donald Trump want to fight his case publicly by denying the things that are being said about him? And I love how she said this. Trump delayed every federal criminal trial based on facts. Here's what, out of her mouth, these verbatim. He barely denied. What do you mean barely denied? Based on facts, he barely denied. Based on facts, he denied? How do you barely deny? Well, did you do it? No. Yeah, that's still a denial. Barely, I guess. I mean,
Maybe that I just proved my point, but a denial is a denial. Are you guilty or not guilty? Not guilty. It's still a plea. This is crazy what these people think. Anyway, we're going to shift gears because I want to talk about a lot of the things that are going on as they relate to counterculture. And because we got Diddy back in the news, we got a guy that roasted the View people, and we should have. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, let's talk about what Kevin Cork of, he's another Fox News guy, brother that works for Fox. Here's what he talked about: the DOJ requesting stuff from YouTube. Then we're gonna play the. I want you to get the other rock clip ready.
According to Forbes, the government asking Google to give up names, addresses, phone numbers, and user activity of all account users who access certain YouTube videos back in January of 2023, as you mentioned, as part of a larger criminal investigation. Now, in another instance, police also asked Google to provide a list of accounts that viewed and or interacted with YouTube live streams that could lead to information again on what they claim was a police search. Privacy experts tell Fox Business Tonight, this discovery is absolutely terrifying, saying it allows the police to target people for simply consuming content. Quote, it's unconstitutional, it's terrifying, and it's happening every day. These YouTube warrants are just as chilling, allowing police to target people simply for the content they consume. No one should fear a knock at the door from police simply because of what YouTube's algorithm serves up. Now, the discovery also comes as Meta is said to be changing its algorithm to restrict Instagram users' access to political information. And, of course, as an upcoming Supreme Court ruling could set new standards for free speech. And while it's still unclear tonight if Google gave authorities the requested information, the company tells Fox Business this evening, quote, we have a rigorous process designed to protect the privacy and constitutional rights of our users. It goes on. We examine each demand for legal validity consistent with developing case law, and we routinely push back against overbroad or otherwise inappropriate demands for user data, including objecting to some demands entirely. Now, the DOJ tonight has yet to respond to our request for comment. It is a huge story, a bombshell, some would say, Trace.
I want to be very clear. This is an FBI thing. This isn't a police thing. It's an FBI thing. No one should fear the police, that the police will come knocking on your door. The police are not the enemy in this. It is the FBI, the DOJ, that was asking for this information, not police departments. And see, that's people are starting to make that distinction now. They're going, there's a bigger conspiracy here. I'm telling you. I played the clip of Stephen A. Smith and Charles Barkley. These are not two Silver Spoon boys that grew up, you know, going to Wheaton and then to Wharton. These are two kids that grew up in a meritocracy, did well, and now they're having a candid conversation. Keeping on that same note, Ducey presses Karine Jean-Pierre on illegals and crime, and here's how that exchange went.
We can have more specifics on that for you.
Okay. And why isn't federal immigration law tougher on border crossers who come here and are accused of serious crimes?
So, are you speaking of a specific case?
There's this story in New York, an 8-person crew of border crossers found with drugs and guns. 6 of them now are out on bail. Does President Biden think policies like that are making the country safer?
So I want to be really careful. That's an active case, so don't want to comment on an active case. But anyone found guilty, and we've been very clear about that, anyone found guilty of a crime should be held accountable. We have been very, very clear about that. And if a person poses danger to a community, they should be detained pretrial.
So, more generally then, do you guys think that some big cities in this country have liberal DAs that are too soft on crime?
Look, what I will say is I'm not going to speak to every state or city here. It's not for me to speak to. We have been very clear about this. Anyone who commits a crime and is found guilty needs to be held accountable. that's what this president believes. And we are certainly very much, we welcome local law enforcement support and cooperation in apprehending and removing individuals in this country who pose a risk to our national security or also public safety. If they are found guilty, they should be held accountable. That's where we stand on this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. That was Karine Jean-Pierre not answering the question. Very simple. Why aren't our immigration laws tougher on illegals than they are on citizens? Well, I can't comment on an active case. I'm not worried about an active case. What I'm telling you is, if there was a case where illegals were let out for these circumstances, are you the same with letting out citizens for those same circumstances? See, they want wiggle room out of this stuff. And they wonder why the tide is shifting. Here's MSNBC asking constituents about what they say to the president.
I'd love to believe the idea that everybody that's crossing the southern border is doing so in search of the American dream, but that's just not true. I do agree with the wall. I think that it makes sense. I think you lock your doors at night to keep your house safe, and I think that we need to have some kind of measure to keep our border safe as well.
With just 7 months until the November election, I wanted to know what they would tell both President Biden and former President Donald Trump.
I would not talk to former President Trump. That's a non-starter for me. To Biden, you could lose this election. I think you need to listen to your constituents, housing, student loans, your foreign policies.
So the last person was a black girl that said, I would not talk to Trump. It's a non-starter. But, Joe Biden, you could lose this election for this reason. So she's not sold on Biden either. The biggest hurdle for Donald Trump is just to say, easy to get out in the black community and say, look, they've been lying about me the same way they've been lying about black folks. If Donald Trump had somebody like me advising him on how to speak to black folks, he'd win. I mean, he's going to win the election anyway, but he would win it in a complete landslide. What do you mean it's a non-starter? You can't have a conversation with me because we disagree politically or what? Tell me why, young black woman. I mean, Donald Trump just needs to get forceful and say, black community, look, you've been getting beat up. I told you before, if you want to keep it up, vote that way. If you don't, vote for me. It really is that simple. When we come back, I'm going to put a nice little bow on it, okay?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
VerbSprayVitamins.com. That's what I spray in my mouth for my health, against my cheek, 90% absorption rate. And I hope you will decide to check them out. They've got energy, they've got skinny, they've got melatonin, they've got one for cold and flu. They've got a multivitamin, which is currently out of production. Well, they're back ordered, and they've got others. So if you go to VerbSprayVitamins.com, put in the code ACTION, then you get the deepest discount you can get on the vitamins. Try it out.
And if you like it, get a subscription. They're cheaper than vitamins you would get at the grocery store. Pills. I don't like swallowing pills. That's why I like my spray vitamins. Take them through TSA. They're in little spray capsules, about like an ink pen, the size of a kind of a chubby ink pen, and made by veterans in America. They're reformulating another that I just learned about. I can't give out the details, but they've got really cool products, scientifically tested, and they work. And they taste good. You know, you spray them in your mouth, you can, you know, it's not like vitamins, I can tell you that. It doesn't have that vitamin-y taste. Anyway, check it out. The wheels are coming off the wagon for the Democrats, and I want to play this testimony of voter fraud where we learned that Bill Barr, the AG for Trump at the time, ordered the DOJ to stand down when there was evidence of voter fraud. Oh, and let me say this. We will get back to that clip of the five with The Rock, and I have one other clip I'm going to play that will bring all this home in just a bit, so stick with me.
Were you present when Mr. Schaefer received a phone call from a senior official of the Justice Department?
Yes, I was.
And was that were you able to hear both sides of that conversation?
Yes, and about six or seven other people were able to hear that conversation.
And so was it on the speakerphone?
Yes, it was.
And who was the who called who?
Bill Barr called Tony Schaefer.
The former Attorney General, Bill Barr?
At that time, he was the Attorney General.
All right, sir. And tell us about that conversation.
It was relatively irate, and he was telling Tony Schaefer to stand down on this investigation. It was not a long call.
And what was the response to that directive from the Attorney General?
It was kind of ambiguous, but it was sufficiently strong to say that the evidence had already been found, and the response was, "I told you, you need to stand down on this."
And
the conversation was not long. it was agitated, to say the least.
All right, sir.
So Bill Barr knew that there was electioneering, election cheating, and he ordered Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who was over that piece of it, to stand down. It's that simple. He's part of it. The Bush guys that came in, that acted like, I mean, the Durham report. We remember how much we put on the Durham report and kept wondering, why is it taking so long? Bill Barr. Bill Barr was, I mean, look, and many others. It isn't just Barr. Many of these people were complicit. And now the wheels are coming off the wagon of the Democrats. People are at the lowest level. This is what I love about Donald Trump. He can get people to pay attention at the base level. Things that you're like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they're talking about the border. They're talking about all the things that Trump, the illegals that come in here and the crimes they commit, the things that they're doing. Remember, oh, Donald Trump, how dare he call them this?
You know, Scott, Trump once again used brutal, incendiary rhetoric to describe immigrants. Here's what he said yesterday. Listen.
It's a border bloodbath, and it's destroying our country.
They're country-changing, country-threatening, and they're country-wrecking. We're going to end up with the largest deportation in American history.
They're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals. I'll use the word animal because that's what they are. We don't want them coming into our country with contagious diseases, and they have it.
Do you feel the American people are becoming desensitized to this brutal language?
Well, I mean, look at the polling. Immigration has rocketed to the top of the list as one of the number one concerns that people have about problems we're having in the country. The border is judged right now by the American people to be in total crisis. This is a failure for Joe Biden. So I don't think they're being desensitized to it. I think they're being woken up to the fact that this is a major problem, and it's gotten much worse in the last 3 years.
But when he says these immigrants are animals, they're not humans, what does that suggest? I mean, isn't that brutal? Shouldn't people be condemning that?
I listened to the entire tape. He was specifically talking about the person who murdered Lakin Riley in Georgia. And to be honest with you, Wolf, if somebody murders another human being, I think they deserve to be called animals. And I don't think any American is really going to reject that kind of rhetoric. That poor girl was murdered in cold blood. Is that person who did it not an animal? I think that's an apt term.
So you think he was only referring to those murderers, not referring in general to illegal immigrants who are coming into the United States?
I listened to the tape. That's exactly what he was talking about, in my opinion.
We played that clip the other day, but just drive home the point that it's not resonating. People do see these people as animals. This show has been all about showing you that the narrative, the left circling the wagons, it is not working. It is not going to work. We are showing you all the gaps and the conspiracies and all this other stuff that they keep espousing, because ours are not conspiracies at all. They are legitimately what's happening. I want to play this last one, though. This is Dawn Staley, women's basketball coach, asking about men playing. And watch her hem and haw about the answer. And it goes back to exactly what I was talking about with The Rock. They can't just answer the question because they want to pretend to be woke. But you tell me what you think she really wants to say.
Dan Zakrzewski, Outkick. Coach, you just talked about, you know, what a massive weekend this is, obviously, for women's basketball, women's sports in general. One of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate, discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males, in women's sports. I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue.
Damn, you got deep on me, Dan. I'm under the opinion of if you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question you want basketball. Me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes. So now the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game. And I'm okay with that.
Did you notice how, well, you got deep. I'm under the opinion of. Did you notice how she used that phrase? Under the opinion of. Under the opinion of. Under the mandate of, maybe. Under the thumb of leftism, wokeism, etc. If you ask me a question as a basketball coach of a women's basketball team, Coach Jackson, how do you feel about men playing women's basketball? I go, I feel there's a men's league and there's a women's league. Men should play in a men's league. What about the transgender? Until there is more definitive proof that the transgender athletes do not have an advantage because of testosterone and the fact that they are biological males, I don't want them competing. I want only biological females playing in female sports. That is the reason why we set up Title IX. That is the reason why we designated female sports, etc. That's what I would say. But she's, well, you got deep on me. That ain't deep. That's like saying, do you believe that you should, you know, if you're going to be you're going to appropriate with a person, should it be a man and a woman? Can two women appropriate a child? And the short answer is, of course not. So that's the stuff that we're talking about. But these people, that was deep. I don't know. And then at the end, she says, you got my opinion about it. Now, in her defense, it's probably not a question for her. I would say, look, I'm not going to get in. What she should have said is, I'm not getting into the politics of sports. Today, we're going to celebrate my team, what we've got left to do, yada, yada. You want to talk about that another day? Happy to do it. But they're not prepared for this. So anyway, this is what I'm talking about. This is the wokeism. This is what The Rock faced. She's like, I'm going to get a lot of backlash. I'm going to get a lot of heat. Yeah, you probably should. Just say what you think.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.